And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Big John's Plan to Catch the Ghosts. Did you ever spend a night in a haunted castle? Sparky did, and so did I. So did Mayor Plumfront and Yuki Butcher. But it wasn't our idea. And, of course, I didn't even believe the castle was haunted. We had gone out to Mrs. Saxville's mansion on Yorick Hill Road to see about our friend Yuki Butcher. And when we got there that very stormy, windy night, we were pretty much impressed by some strange sounds and strange goings-on. As a matter of fact, we decided to stay overnight. And it was then that I determined that I was going to solve the mystery of the haunted castle. Come join us now. It's almost midnight.
Hey, Yuki. Yuki, you sleeping?
You're a real fright.
Boy, listen, don't snore. Hey, Big John, you sleeping too?
I'm asleep too, Sparky. Ask me again if I'm asleep, and I'll snore and snort, and then you say, I guess Big John's sleeping too, if you got me.
Yeah. Why do you want me to do that?
Never mind. I can't explain now. Just do as I say. I'll tell you about it later.
All right. Hey, Big John, are you asleep too? Well, I guess Big John is sleeping too. How's that, Big John?
Yeah, it's fine. Just keep it up. You're doing real good.
Yes, sir. Big John sure has sound asleep. Boy, listen to him snore.
That's fine, Sparky. Fine. Keep it up. And then talk sleepily and act like you're going to go to
sleep. Well, Lucy sound asleep. Big John sound asleep. I guess I may as well go to sleep, too. Holy hell. I sure am tired. When I go to sleep, I will probably sleep for a month.
Okay, yes, sir. I will probably sleep for a whole month.
Sparky, lad, go away, go away.
Maybe if you just shake him a little bit, Sparky, just shake his shoulder.
Yeah. Hey, Yuki, come on, wake up.
They got me, the spooks have got me. Oh, let me go, I'll get out of your castle.
Hush, Yuki, quiet, don't talk so loud.
Oh, it's you and Sparky, lad, huh, Big John? Well, I mean, oh, it's you and Sparky, lad, Big John. Hey, what are you whispering for?
I'll explain it to you in a minute.
Yuki, why do you have to have those nightmares? Now go back to sleep. You woke me up.
Hey, what's the matter with Big John, Sparky, lad? He says I shouldn't talk so loud, then he talks loud and says I woke him up. It was him that woke me up.
I don't know either, Yuki. Big John says he has a plan.
Now, Yuki, get out of bed, but snore so they'll think we're all asleep. And after you're out of bed, we'll take these pillows and we'll put them in bed, and we'll make them look like we're lying under the sheets.
What do you mean, snore, so who will think I'm asleep? Sparky, what are you talking about?
You do. Now snore like I told you. Whoever's behind all this will be making their next move any minute now. There, the clock is striking off the hour at midnight. Anything can happen. Probably will happen from here on in, too.
Boy, how about that? Those pillows in our beds look just exactly like somebody lying there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want it to look like. Now, come on, you two. Snore.
Well, okay, Big John, if you say so.
Yeah, me too, Big John.
Yes, all of us. Now, come on.
Okay. wish you could play music while you snore. Listen to this.
Barky, snore right now. Cut that out.
There's more fun this way.
Hey, I wish you guys would let me in on what's going on around here. We're standing here in the corner in the dark like a bunch of half-wits storing to beat the man.
Okay, Yuki, okay, and I'll explain it to you.
Yeah, fine.
Now, listen. While I explain, you and Sparky keep on snoring, do you understand?
Yeah.
You snore too, Sparky.
Okay.
Well, you see, I figure those footsteps we heard in the hall and followed led us up to this bedroom because whoever is behind all the strange goings on in this place wanted us in here.
Now, Big John, I've told you that there ain't nobody, and I mean nobody, behind all those strange things. The stuff that happened tonight is the doing of spooks.
That's nonsense. It's all a clever plot. It's some sort of a strange plan to make Mrs. Saxville think that this place is haunted, that's all.
Why would anybody want people to think that this castle is haunted if it really isn't?
That's what I intend to find out.
Well, you still haven't explained why we're standing here in the corner of the room like a couple of half-wits storing to meet the man.
I wish you'd keep your voice down. I figure that whoever is behind these goings-on wants us to stay here in the bedroom so they can really scare us. I figure they'll come to this bedroom, and I want to be ready for them. So the best way to do that is just make them think that we're sound asleep in the bed. Don't you understand?
Well, will you kindly explain something else? What about them there footsteps we followed? If it wasn't a spook making them, who was it? And how did they do it without us seeing who it was that was doing it?
That's something I shall explain after we solve this mystery.
How can you be sure that the footsteps weren't made by spooks like Yuki thinks?
Don't worry about it. I know those footsteps were made by somebody very much alive.
Well, I wish you'd explain how come we couldn't see them then when they were being made. Explain that if it wasn't spooks.
Please keep your voice down. Don't worry, I'll explain it. I saw something that proved to me that this whole thing is a very cleverly laid scheme to make Mrs. Saxville think her castle is haunted. Now be very quiet and start snoring again.
Well, all right. But if those half-wit spooks come in here to get us, don't say I didn't warn you.
Shh, quiet. Go ahead, snore.
Well, all right.
Go ahead, Sparky.
Okay, Yuki.
Listen.
Oh, what do you hear,
Peter? Yeah, what do you hear?
Shh. Just be quiet and listen. There. You hear that?
Boy, that sounds like somebody walking around in this house.
Sounds more to me like it was somebody moving around in the next room.
Or inside the wall.
Inside the wall?
Shh. Sparky.
John, you said the sound we heard.
It
could be somebody inside the wall now.
How
could anybody be inside the wall?
Yeah, how come, Big John? Explain that one. The more you talk, the more you convince me that there are spooks in this castle.
They could be if there was a secret passageway behind the wall. Don't you understand? Now, both of you stand back here in the corner, and let's wait and see how our mysterious plotter enters the room. And when he does, we'll grab him.
Boy, this is exciting, all right?
Shh, quiet. I think I hear something unusual.
Oh, you can't tell me that this place ain't haunted. The fireplace is moving.
That's the entrance to the secret passageway behind the wall. And here comes our man. Come on, Yuki. Let's grab him.
Quiet, grab his feet there, Yuki. Hurry up.
Hey, can you get a good hold on him, Big John? I got a hold of his feet.
He won't get away.
Hey,
fellers. Oh, me. I ain't never been so glad to see anybody in my entire lifetime as I am to see you fellers.
Boy, it's Mayor Pumpfront. He came out of the secret passageway in the wall. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, this castle sure is a mysterious place. But now that we've found a secret passageway to explore, maybe we'll be able to solve the mystery.
And we still have to find Mrs. Saxful. She's still missing. Remember how she disappeared out of the library when Mayor Plumfunt did? Well, I see that Big John and Yuki and Mayor Plumfunt are getting ready to explore the passageway. I think I'll go with them. I'll see you later, kids. So long.